Hey guys, it's Trisha Who That Chandler out of Houston, Texas. I'm an eclectic comic animation and seemingly paradoxical things. What? Does that mean anyways? It just means that I'm happy, pampered, and determined to do it big in every facet of life. I'm super excited to introduce to you a brand new concept that's kind of been on my heart for a little bit. And so I want to just kind of express the need to be authentically you. And it's been a long time since I've used a theme that correlates with I Tell My Own Story. I kind of put it on the back burner for a moment. Life gets, you know, busy and different things of that nature. And so your passion sometimes or maybe something that you're interested in kind of gets the short end of the stick. And so I want to revisit that for a moment because I have always been an advocate for being true to yourself. And I just wanted to share a real brief story about how growing up my entire life, I always had so many insecurities about different things about myself, namely or mainly my voice, how I sound, how people interpreted how I sound. I literally physically was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. And so I had a very northern accent. And from Detroit, Michigan, I was kind of thrust down south into New Orleans, Louisiana. And of course, if you've ever met anybody that was Cajun or Creole, you know that that is a totally different draw of words and things that you can use. And so from New Orleans to Houston, Texas, and a lot of people say, oh, my exes live in Texas, and we don't really talk like that. But all of these dialects. So my entire life, I've always been asked, where are you from? Where are you from? And so from that, I realized that I began to pick up a dialect or a particular synergy for what I felt made me who I was. And so it is with that that I say that sometimes when you're trying to tap into the authentic you, if you've been trying to be everything for everybody for so long, it can be difficult to find out who you really are and what you really like and who, you know, and just the whole gamut of what you expect out of life and what types of things make you happy or satisfy. And so I just want to just kind of leave with you tonight that be the authentic you. And if you don't know who that authentic you is, find out. Go back and dream again. Go back and laugh again. Think again about the things that used to make you smile. I often say that as I'm watching TV, a lot of things make me chuckle. Sometimes I could just be having the worst day ever, and something super silly, really super stupid, comes on television, and I just kind of chuckle at it. And I'm always amazed at how the weirdest, most people would say just the dumbest things happen. And I just am tickled pink by it. Just the oddness of the comedy from it. And so it is with that that I understand that most people might not find that humorous, but it makes me laugh. And you can't hide what makes you laugh because it makes someone else uncomfortable or because someone else doesn't find it funny. It's just who you are uniquely. It's uniquely you. And when you learn how to tap into the authentic you, you feel better in your own skin. You want to live in it. You want to breathe in it. You want to walk in it. You just want to thrive in it because it's where you feel most comfortable. But I can tell you this, it's pretty scary to uncover who you really are if you've been someone else for someone, you know, for people for this long. And so I just challenge you to take that road, to rediscover who you are, to ignite your passions again from the person that you've always been, from that childish-like temperament inside of you, from the things that make you chuckle when no one's watching, from the person you are in the mirror when no one sees you, the songs that you dance to that you wouldn't play in front of your coworkers, Go back and find who you are. Tap into your authentic you. I guarantee you, you will feel more comfortable in the skin that God gave you, utilizing the spirit, gifts, and talents that God has given you. All right, it's Portia with That Chandler out of Houston, Texas. Want to know more about this podcast or just more about me? Please visit me at www.portiachandler.com or just visit me at askportia.com. And if all of this has been said really, really quickly, and you said, I didn't even catch that, pause it, rewind it, or just Google Portia Chandler. And it's spelled P-O-R-T-I-A, like Portia, not like the car. So I look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you on other platforms. Take care.